talking to the guys. Really happy with the way that, throughout the course of the game, regardless of what happened, kept fighting through it, kept dealing with whatever adversity was, and putting ourselves in a position where, you know, we can get the onside kick there at the end, get a chance now to go tie the game up. And a lot of guys had to step in this week into totally different positions. And you got some guys that saw their first NFL opportunities this week. Evan Moore comes out, has a really great game for his first chance. You know, Brian has a chance to be active again. I thought he really took advantage of it. And a guy like Brian Schaeffling, with CJ going down early, he has to go in and play a substantial amount of the game. And just the way that they respond to the different situations, and if there's a few different plays and a few different things that happen, the outcome could be different as well. But that took them dealing with the changes that we had this week, guys stepping in, and then being able to go out and execute. So with that, we'll open up to questions.
Eric, it looked like you tried everything to stop Gates. Is that accurate? I mean, you had different defenses on them.
Yeah, some of those catches were unbelievable. I mean, we had them high-low doubled. We had them locked. Man-to-man with zone coverage all around him. We had guys hitting him at the line of scrimmage. I mean, he's amazing. He's amazing. And a few of those catches, I mean, in between two guys just going up and getting in, it's hard to draw something up that you can put more people on him.
Are you encouraged? Eric, I mean, I know I encourage you never want to lose. Are you encouraged by the way you guys fought out there today?
They've been fighting. They've been fighting each week, and they work each day at practice. There's been a lot of adjustments, especially this past week with the volume of starters that we had go down, then to have CJ go down so early in the game. I mean, Evan Moore is on the practice squad until late in the week this week, and just making a case for himself to be brought up to the active roster. And he does and goes out and performs like that. And Brian has been down. He gets a chance again. He goes in and performs. And that's the situation that we're in right now. Rex wasn't able to play today. DA was fighting cold. And there's been a lot of different things where people have to step in and play a role. And when they have that opportunity to take advantage of it, I think is outstanding. And I thought that Brady did a really nice job moving the offense throughout the course of the game. Very in control, late, very aware of the clock, and puts us in a position where we have a chance to kick the onside kick and get back into it. And it would have been very easy to go the other way when they got up like they did. But that's not the group of guys that we have.
The circumstances that led to signing Moore. Did you know about him? Did you do legwork on him previously and have some background on him?
Well, our scouts and our pro personnel department has background on all the different players that we bring in. We brought him in, looked good in the workout, and gave him an opportunity. And that's really what it's been. We brought in a volume of different guys, looked at him, learned about him, given him a chance, and if they come out and do a good job, then they have a real chance to go and play in the games. And we saw Matt Roth last week, and Arnold Harrison has played in the games as well. So, and the players that have been here have done a great job helping those guys learn the system and the sense of community.
When you challenged that the fumble, did you think the ball might have squirted out of bounds before anybody controlled it, or what were you?
Well, there's two things. One is thought it could have touched the sideline, and then also thought that the player that recovered it was touching the sideline. I guess the angle, though, that they had wasn't conclusive on that. But at that point, it's really a scoring play, so you have to take a chance.
Looking back now, that was seemed to be the momentum swing. I mean, if you score there, you know, that was a great opportunity to go to a 3-yard line at one point.
Yeah. But I got to say, the offensive line, I think they did a great job throughout the course of the day. The backs, all those guys. And just one of those situations where held a little bit too long, and they were able to get to him. But he made a lot of good decisions throughout the day as well, so it's hard to second-guess the one or two that didn't work out too well.
What happened in the third quarter? I mean, that was pretty much all Chargers in that quarter coming out after halftime. Did they hit you with anything unexpectedly? Or?
You know, they had the one really deep ball to Gates in between two guys where I felt pretty good about the call that we had. And we have two, they have one, and kind of thrown up there, and he was able to grab it. We had the one miscommunication on the deep ball there where we got the illegal contact penalty. And really, there were a couple of those today that happened that resulted in some big plays. The long play, kind of the check down to the fullback. It's another one of those that had a zone blitz on. We didn't get the back end of the coverage pushed out there far enough. Caught it in a ton of space. It was a two-man route. The secondary is completely displaced. The front was completely displaced and went for a ton more yards than I ever should have.
What does the Jarrell Harrison give you in terms of you allow success throwing to the backs today? And it seems like whenever Jerome is in there, he kind of gives you that option, maybe a little more than the other guys. Talk a little bit about that and what you saw that allowed you to be so successful throwing to your backs.
You've always got those guys as part of the check down or the flare control for the pattern. If you can get enough separation and get those guys in space, usually they're running against a linebacker. So I think Jerome does a nice job with the ball in his hands out in space. And that's one of the difficulties, too, with playing the Chargers is Sproles gets the ball in space. It's hard. So you can't have the same depth that you'd like to in the coverage because the back is such a threat. And that's what you always want to be able to do with your backs coming out out into the route late.
As you evaluate this team, how encouraging is it for you to find guys like Roth and Moore, these sort of uncovered gems?
I think it's a really positive thing, and I think it's also really positive things in terms of the way the coaches have been able to work with the players and get them up to speed, and the way the other players in the room have been able to help them get up to speed, and to be able to go from the practice squad to a game and have that type of production, that's not easy to do. And even with a guy like Schaeferling who's been here, he had to play a lot more than we had anticipated him playing. I thought he did a nice job as well. And there's a lot of guys that are getting those opportunities. And sometimes you just find out where they're at. And I was positive tonight.
Eric, how does Harrison and Robiskie, how do they go from being inactive, not even a part of the game, to being such a big part of the game today? What transpired that to lead to that?
Better week of practice, and last week I thought Jake had the better week of practice, and we activated him, and I think Jake's got a chance to help us throughout the course of the season as well. Same thing with JC. Comes down to the week of practice, and at that point, Jennings really had a better week of practice. And what guys do know is that each week you have a chance to be active, and each week you have a chance to be inactive. It's based on how you perform during the course of the week and really distinguishing that you give us the best chance to be successful.
How much will this game, though, carry into next week? Is it all about this coming week of practice, even though it's a short week, or will this carry more weight?
I think it's encouraging when you do get a chance and you take advantage of it. Brian really worked hard. And I'm not saying he hasn't been working hard. It's just some of the things we talked about saw materialize in the game. I think that's great. Sometimes, like I said, it happens at different points for different guys. Doesn't mean it isn't going to happen. It just takes a little bit more time.
Coach Mangini, the Browns have the possibility of possibly putting Pittsburgh out of the playoff race. Will you consider this week's game a playoff game in a sense for the Browns?
I think any time you play Pittsburgh, it's special. And we've got a chance to play them here, and it comes up pretty quickly. It's not often that you play on a short week, and to play a team like Pittsburgh, as talented as they are, as tough as they are for what they're playing for, it's going to be I'm sure very physical, very aggressive, and you look forward to it.
Yeah, a big picture here. Does today show that the team really is making some progress?
I think there's been times where we've shown progress every week. And it's been different areas. There's been times we played outstanding defense. There's been times we played outstanding special teams. There's been some really good things offensively. What I'm looking for is complementary football, where we can get that from each of the three phases, and also to be able to see that some of the other lessons. I thought in Cincinnati we showed a lot of resilience. That first game especially, there's been those points throughout the season, but it's the consistency. It's being able to learn the lesson and then apply the lesson to the next opportunity that you have. And that doesn't happen overnight either. It takes time. But the guys are working at it, and it's been something that's consistently been worked at.
A late flurry of scores today. Does that give you some confidence heading into the game against Pittsburgh?
The scheme is actually, there are some similarities because it is a 34, but different personnel, different style. It's what encourages me is the way that guys stepped up, the way that guys executed the things that we were trying to get done. Overall, the way we protected the football. Some things that we obviously need to improve in all three phases, but the bigger lessons that we've been talking about for a long time, see those come into play is real positive.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate
Thank you.
It. Thank you.